order this regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Amherst Recreation and Park District on this Thursday, May 9th, 2019.
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Hudson?
Here. Can you please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, folks?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. On this beautiful spring evening. All right, directors, do you have a motion?
I will be approved of general consensus.
I second it.
Thank you, directors. Do you have a vote there, Ms. MJ?
Yes, Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do you have a motion?
I'd like, Madam Chair, I'd like to pull the minutes.
Okay. Pulling A. Anything else?
I'm moving to move the consent calendar without the minutes.
Do you mind if we address the A and then we can, or do we need to vote separately?
You can separate it and then you'll vote on that.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you.
You said B, C, and D, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
B, C, and D, thank you.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Okay. Yes. I just wanted to clarify that on item 12 of the minutes, it was mentioned that I stated that Delano Johnson would be taking over the Spring Derby and Parade this year.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of new groups involved. Well, it is his group, All in One, that is going to sponsor the parade, ceremony, and the festival. But the same committee is still putting it together, which is composed of the Green Point Garden Club committee. So just a little clarification. So they are working together. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. There was a correction I was going to make too, but no, I don't have it. It's regarding ECRG. It's East County Regional Group, and I think we said in the minutes it was East County Community Group, but it's regional group, right? I'm sorry, MJ. I meant to circle it and I didn't.
Okay.
It's right here in public communication.
No problem.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, with those corrections, I move the consent calendar A.
Thank you, Director.
I second it.
Thank you.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. All right, moving on to presentations. We wanted to make a presentation to somebody that goes above and beyond their job. I'm in this community that looks after us, is there even on their days off. I might as well just say who it is so they know. We would like to offer a special commendation to you, Deputy Peter. Oh. I don't know if you guys know this, but we have had a resident deputy for years now, part of the Keller Canyon Mitigation Funds, and each one we get, we think, how can you do better? How could we possibly do better? And every time we get somebody so awesome, and you epitomize that. You know our shopkeepers, but in relates to the district, you know, you're here even when you don't have to be to make sure that our events, that we put a good face to our police department, right? And that we're safe, and you have such a good attitude, and we just love you so much, and you just go above and beyond, and it's just, we really, really wanted you to know that we just so much appreciate everything that you do.
I appreciate you getting blush.
Right up. Oh, that's a good one.
That's good.
And we wanted to make sure that this got put in your jacket, and if there's anything special I need to do, make sure that let me know. Okay? If we need to do a letter or something. Or talk to LT or whatever. Okay. All right. Congratulations. Okay, thank you. And we're moving on now to the general manager's report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Kind of a lengthy list this evening. We have a car show planned. For the first time, this group of people is putting a car show at our park on May 26. We're working with Roberto Landa and a group of volunteers. The idea is the more people we can get into the park, the better we are, the more exposure that we have. This is Memorial Weekend. He's done many of these car shows. He's met with staff, met with me at length, and met with our maintenance people at length to provide the logistics of this. It should be quite interesting. They're going to do some volunteer work. They're going to restripe the upper parking lot for us. They're going to clean the entire, what used to be the basketball court area that is a little bit overgrown with weeds, and some other maintenance items, including some trimming some trees to accommodate the show and to brighten up the park. So it's real exciting to enter a partnership. This is considered a special event. And if it works out, we expect that this may be a returning event in future years. So, again, this is should be quite exciting, and that is the Sunday on Memorial Day weekend.
What kind of cars?
They're class. Well, they've got all kinds of cars, but they're really fixed up. So they'll have some that are modern days that are just really hopped up. Some of the older school, some of the low riders. It's a real blend.
Cool.
It's a good network of folks. Roberto is from the community originally, remembers the park, has fond memories, and is looking forward to bringing back a wonderful event to his park.
Do we have hours for that yet? I'm sorry.
No, not yet.
Okay, fine.
Not yet. Staff removed the benches from Anuta Park. As you may know, we were having some difficulty over there. One of the recent incidences over there was rather tragic. So we were thinking about strategies. As you know, we're a little bit handcuffed in what we can do at the park because it is a park. People are allowed to go to the park and sit and enjoy the day. But it was a little problematic, so we thought it might be a good strategy to remove the benches. And it's worked rather well. Officer Peter, or Deputy Peter, sure sees the difference, and so far so good. So we'll keep monitoring that. I do want to mention again what a great job our staff did. They graffitied the wall there rather significantly, and I got a phone call, and within a matter of hours the graffiti was down at Anuta. So again, kudos to a great
great
maintenance team, that can put things aside and put that as a priority. The purchase sales agreement for Clearland has been signed, and we expect it to be in escrow by Monday or Tuesday of next week. So we're continuing to move on, and we've been in escrow a number of times,
right.
But
fingers are crossed
we're
on this one.
No.
That's right. On May 30th, I'll be meeting with Supervisor Glover and representative from First Five regarding potential projects that they may want to partner with us on. So we'll be discussing some things that the board is aware of and needs in our park, and using the park assessment that was provided by First Five. So hopefully we can identify some project of mutual interest and be able to join in an agreement to get something done here in our park system. Prop 68, the park overlay has been updated. As I mentioned in the past, they didn't show this park, Ambrose Center Park, as an actual park, which is interesting. So I requested that they show that as an overlay, and we need to provide that data with the grant application itself. And they went ahead and updated it, so it is now on the site itself. The extravaganza, for those of you who had made it to the event, was outstanding. We just had just under 1,000 people attend this event. And it was a great partnership between Mount Diablo High School, CARES, Keller Mitigation. We funded that. The White Pony was here. And, of course, Lori Chalifoux has done just an outstanding job in coordinating that. And as you know from years past, when it was a much smaller event, it has grown Yeah, exponentially. It's crazy. When I first got there, I was looking, you know, where are all the kids? But when they called them for the egg hunt, I learned where all the kids were, and it was wonderful. Memorial Day ceremony will be on Monday, May 27th, and this is our annual ceremony that May alluded to earlier. So everybody's welcome to attend. That's great. It has a parade and a ceremony before that, and it's lots of fun to get into the holiday spirit.
Is that still at 9 a.m.?
Yes. Yes.
And the parade starts at 10?
Yes. Are we going to have one of the trucks from Ambrose?
We are.
Thank you.
Yes. The Bay Point Youth Academy hosted a Mother's Day dinner, and it was a very nice event. They completely transformed the auditorium. It was a very, very nice presentation, very gave it a nice dinner atmosphere. The kids that were in the academy were featured, and they did an outstanding job. They made a presentation, and they also served as servers for the meal. So it was great. We had about 200 people at that event. So it was very well attended. Yes. And as directed by the board at the last meeting, you had asked me to find out some details about a grant that has been represented that can be used towards the Park District. The questions that I asked, the first one is, how much is the grant? The answer is, the funds available to contribute to a Bay Point Park improvement are up to $50,000. What is the specific match requirement? This is negotiable. Kaiser is interested in seeing a meaningful match that demonstrates a partnership and financial commitment to the park.
Is this a Kaiser grant then?
It's a Kaiser grant, yes. It is a Kaiser grant.
Thank
you. What specifically is the grant money to be used for? The grant funds are intended to contribute to a capital improvement, park enhancements. Our Bay Point assessment report, a report that we had, outlined some of the priorities, which were restrooms and drinking fountains and hydration stations and things of that nature. So this will be part of the discussion that I had mentioned earlier with Federal Glover and First Five. So we'll see how that progresses. But now we know it's a Kaiser grant. We know it's up to $50,000. We know there is a match. It's yes, it's negotiable. So,
do we know a time frame yet? Usually there's a start and end date.
No, I do believe I got some information about that they wanted the project to be completed by October. And that's the latest information that I have.
Okay. Thank you.
That's my report.
Thank you so much.
Oh, excuse me. Boy, I would really be in trouble. Pardon me, Madam Chair.
Yeah.
Be so kind. I just want to mention our programs. And we've talked about this before, and this is my sixth year being here, when coming here to a recreation park district, and there were so few recreation programs, and we've tried to push for this, and we're just seeing a real boon in our recreation activities. The youth soccer camp, 5 to 7 year olds have 14 in the program, 8 to 10 year olds have 11, hip hop has 12 participants. Pre-ballet has 20 with a wait list. Kempo karate, which has been around here forever, has 38 now in the program. This is a huge jump for them. The gym membership, where we open up the gym, has a dozen people. Boot camp has 16 registered. Adult ballroom dance, which started off with 2, is now tripled to 6. The fitness class that we have that plays the booming music has 80 walk-ins in April, 80. And Ballet Folklorico has 18 registered. So the programs are doing quite well. A lot of that goes, again, as a testament to Lori Shalafo's hard work and the staff's hard work and getting the information out via social media and our website. And the activity guide that was mailed out recently. So they've just done a really good job, and it's very proud of what they're capable of doing. So
not to mention our swim classes.
All of our swim programs that are doing well, yes.
It's really awesome.
Yep.
Thank you so much. You guys have done such a wonderful job. So no legal counsel report at this time, so we're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. And Annette Ramirez. I didn't roll my R's very good that time.
It was perfect. That's beautiful. Good evening, board, community, neighbors. I came just to check in. My main focus today was to just hear the words bathroom Ambrose somewhere on the agenda. So I'm ecstatic right now just to hear that you guys have actually taken a step to put it on the agenda. I wanted to thank the board, Mr. DM, and the community and everybody for coming together and spreading the word about all of the programs that are available to the community, all of the classes. Like you guys said, the City of Pittsburgh guide was sent out. I partnered with the City of Pittsburgh to have 300 books dropped off at my worksite, which we hand out a day, 145 to our WIC clients. We also make copies of all of the classes. Your staff member that shares the stuff on Facebook is amazing. Like I've said before, you spread the word, we will come. We will enroll in the classes. We will attend the events. The majority of the clients or the people that you saw at the extravaganza were WIC clients because we flyered like crazy and we gave them copies to give to their friends and their neighbors, and it was just total community mobilizing for that event, and that is exactly what we need in this community. I don't know if you guys noticed, the majority of the people walked here. Nice. So that's another improvement. So I thank you guys for helping us reach the potential that the City of Bay Point is, and like they say in the Mexican community, this is the leaf. This is the educational program where people come to have physical activity, learn how to crochet, learn how to cook, make baskets, weaving. This is the only place these residents have to improve their hobbies. So thank you, everybody, and hopefully we can get something started after that meeting in a few weeks with Mr. Glover. Thank you.
Maria Vargas Carrera.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome.
Maria Vargas Carrera. Everybody knows me by Lola. I was here to speak on behalf of the community. I was here before. I don't know if you guys remember me when we were asking for the poll. My family has been in Bay Point for 45 years, and it's a wonderful community. My kids were raised here, grandkids. We're really happy and excited about the pool. We go and spend a lot of our time during the summer in Mexico in my birth town. But another place I'd like to take my grandkids to is Ambrose Park. We're driving through here, they go, "Oh, we're going to the west," and they get all excited. And So I just came because I wanted to kind of remind you guys how exciting it was the day that the pool opened and how everybody was so like, "Oh, you know, we're going to work on this next." And there was a plan of action of like the next items that were going to be worked on. And I think that was 2 years ago. So I just kind of wanted to, ask if we could all kind of get back on track and back to realizing the goals that we all want for the community. So, thank you. And it sounds like that's what's going on. I'm excited to hear about the meeting that you're having with Mr. Glover, and I know it's going to work out. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
next is board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized from the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. First, consider approval of the 2019-2020 Engineers Report as presented by Community Economic Solutions and approval of Resolution 1819-06, intention to order improvements and set a public hearing for the Ambrose Parks Assessment District. I don't have any public comments. Do we have anybody that's
going to?
No. Did you have any questions on the engineer's report? It's pretty much the same, except for the year-to-year financial information. I don't think we added anything this year. When we only add, like, if we get another park or we that kind of thing, or sell
Madam Chair,
piece of property.
Yes, but, sir.
I move approval of Resolution 18-1906. Order of improvements and set a public hearing for the Ambrose Park and Recreation Assessment District.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Directors.
Okay. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye.
And just note that the public hearing will be at our next regular meeting next month in June.
Thank you.
And there will be, a representative from the company that does all the work on the assessment. Yeah.
Thank you, MJ. Mm-hmm. Moving on, review the preliminary general operating budget for fiscal year 2019-2020 and provide staff with direction.
Okay.
All right, you're up.
The budget committee met a couple weeks ago, and we went through the budget, and we're presenting this to you for approval. I'll go over some of the highlighted items that we think you should know about. The first thing in the income is we did not have any first five classes this year, so that is zeroed out. So we don't know what's going to happen next year, so we don't budget anything for that. It's any of our grants, we don't budget until we know we're going to have the grant next year.
Is that normal not to have classes?
This is the first year we have had none in the fall. We usually have them in the fall and the spring. This is the first year we have not had any.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Down in, under the grants and reimbursement programs, the Teen Center grant, as you know, was not renewed. So that's zeroed out. That's no longer going to be in the budget. But below the Teen Center general funds from reserve, we have budgeted from our reserve the first 6 months that will cover the first 6 months to keep the Teen Center open. Okay. And their capital projects, the $22,000, that's a carryover from this year. What we're assuming we will have left to finish the tree issues. Okay, that's all with income. The expenses, I will be retiring. So sorry. And Jessica Hernandez was already training to take my place. So that's there's not a huge difference, but that's a difference. I did add in my vacation payout because that will be next year too. I may be working part-time for her through the audit period, which is June through September, if she needs my help. So we budgeted just $4,000 for the whole year. If she needs to call me and have me come, then I will be available. Okay. Under recreation expenses, the same thing. No first five classes last year, so we're not budgeting for next year until we know. Down under shared park expenses, we had quite an increase for the tools and the equipment repairs because we had a break-in in the shop and they took everything.
Right.
They took all the tools and everything that we had. So 1890, it's a little lower for next year because this is, it happened in June of last year. And so he had to replace all the tools this year. That's why it was $7,000 and $2,100 for the tools. So it's a little lower for next year. So hopefully that will happen again. Okay. Then down to the grants and reimbursement programs. Again, the teen center, the safe and stable families, promoting safe and stable families, which is the teen center grant, was not renewed. So that's zeroed out. And this budget, expense budget, is for the first 6 months of the teen center. And then that's about it. Down to the capital, it's the $22,000 still there for finish the tree maintenance and all the parks, and it's about it. Does anybody have any questions?
I have a question, MJ.
Yes.
When you go under neighborhood park expenses.
Yes.
I guess that's like page 2 or something. Anyway,
yeah.
It shows Lindbrook Park as $37,583,
mm-hmm.
and then it says Neighborhood Park Expenses General Fund and Lindbrook Park zero.
Lindbrook Park, since we put the well in,
we
do not spend the assessment that we receive from there, so it just carries over to the next year.
Got it. Okay.
So that's
Does anybody else have that?
I do.
Okay. Yes.
I know that we're looking at surveillance cameras. Is that budgeted already, and is it under here?
It's not a light item as of yet. We're doing, as we speak, they're formulating proposals for it, and we'll come back and have an idea.
Yeah, we don't have any idea right now, so I don't budget it until. We will be re-looking at the budget October, November maybe, and then again half year. And we will change the budget then when we know more grants, whatever.
To your question, tonight, for the purposes, is just there's no action required, just provide feedback. It's just like you did. It'll come back next time in June for the public hearing and for board action. I'm anticipating at that time we will have information about the cameras and the security system, which will be a fairly large amount.
Yes.
And that will be included in the budget for your approval at that point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, is everybody happy?
Yes.
Everybody's good. Thank you so much again, MJ, and our budget committee for meeting on this issue. Good
job.
Yeah, really good job. Okay, moving on to... Consider nominating a board member or members to serve on the California Association of Park and Recreation Commissioners and Board Members, Board of Directors. Did you want to talk on this, sir?
We'll defer to Director Hoagland.
Is that okay?
Yeah. As of last board meeting, they moved the past presidents used to... I'm the current representative for Ambrose District on the State Association Park Board. But I'm also a past president of the State Association. And they have now removed us as counting against our agencies. And so for those of us that are presidents or past presidents, our agencies can now nominate another person to take our place to vote on behalf of Ambrose. And the reason is that the presumption is once you become the president, you have a statewide view of everything because you've heard all these different things. So you're voting for the whole state instead of just talking about Ambrose stuff. So we need to nominate someone that could do that for Ambrose. It pays you $50 for a meeting in the Sacramento area. It pays you $150 for the meeting in Southern California because you have to pay to travel.
How many meetings a year are there?
Physical ones, just the two.
And those stipends, do they? Is that to cover your travel? Okay, so it's got to go to Southern California with gas prices and back.
It's costing me $107 for the next board meeting this month.
Okay. When are these meetings? What months are they?
Usually in May and October.
The Sacramento one is in May?
No, the one in Southern California now is in. It depends on where the conference is.
Right.
So this year they're a little backwards because it was in Sacramento. And so typically the May meeting is up here, but because we have a conference in Sacramento, we're all going south.
Okay. And then the October meeting is Sacramento.
We'll be up here.
Okay. And what kind of time commitment is it beyond the meetings?
Not much. Not as much as you put in to read 1 week's packet here.
Does anybody else have any other questions? Any other directors? What's the what's your take on? I don't know if we have anybody that's jumping out of their seats wanting to do this, but barring that, what's your take on having us have another representative? I realize you represent the state, but how important do you think it is for us to have somebody?
Well, I think it's more important for the association than for us, and that is that the Northern California representatives, there are so many state, there are so many southern seats and so many northern seats, and so because we have a northern seat, if we don't fill it, then that seat just goes vacant. Okay, and that's fine if that's what we want to do, but then we don't have a say at the table for the association. And right now they're in the process of talking about all sorts of crazy things. We're working on doing our very first expo and conference of our own and all sorts of things. So there'll be a lot more decided probably in the next year or two over the association's future than has been done. It's been 6 years, I think, I've been on.
Is it held during the, I was going to say school week, but I mean work week? Do you know the days?
No, the board meeting is always on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And what is the top, many years commitment?
Two years.
Do I have any?
I was thinking of doing it because Steve said he would help me if I had any problems or anything. So I would be willing to take it if everybody's in agreement.
Yeah. Does anybody want to?
I'm willing to nominate Lupe Garcia.
I second it.
Okay, and I have a second on that? Yeah. All right, thank you, directors. That is lovely.
I
love this.
Thanks. There's no limit to the pool. Season pass.
I was a chair and not step up, but thank you. That's awesome. Okay, let's see. No public hearing this evening, but we do have a close.
We have a motion and vote that second.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Didn't.
Yeah, okay. We're going to have a vote here.
Excuse me, who motioned? I'm sorry, and seconded.
I did the motion.
Okay.
I moved. And Steve, they just talked so fast.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry. Director Lopez Garcia.
Oh, I can't vote, can I?
Yes, you can.
Oh, then I.
Director Torlitzen.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
With pleasure, aye. Okay. Thank you, MJ. There is no public hearing at this time, but we do have a closed session, so we are adjourning to the closed session. We'll be back.
Yeah, never, when a person volunteers, it takes about 30 seconds for the motions to be
made.